my love, my princess, Sarah, her car blew up, all right? Not like in a you know, MI5 assassination sense of the word, but in the engine kind of got worn down to sandpaper and now it spews smoke like there's no tomorrow. And this was right after getting a $1,500 bill just to make it roadworthy again. It was a $2,000 car. And then the engine blows up. And so now it's another $1,500 on top of that, allegedly. So she's the one who really is responsible in a large part for this show even getting off the ground. All right. She supported me for, I think, maybe 5 years or so before I gained the listenership to have enough support to do this show that way. So if she's ain't got a car, she can't work. So there's a couple of things I really love the listeners to do. This is not your responsibility, I know, and it's not an obligation, I know. However, I know that many of you have been enjoying this show for free and have not had too many opportunities to contribute in a lot of ways because, well, basically, you know, I don't know how to get people to contribute other than financially. So there's one option there is financial assistance. If you want to go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com, there is a bank account number there which you can donate into directly. Automatic payments are absolutely valued and critical. And I want to give special mention to Chris, who has been donating every month basically since I started. And just recently when he saw my Facebook post about this car situation, he donated even more, even though he already donates every month. It's just, I'm really blown away by the generosity of some of the listeners to the show, honestly. I feel guilty and shamed about asking for help, all right? It's not easy doing this job. So the cost of repairs and or getting a new vehicle, round about the $2,000 to $3,000 mark. So it's not small chump change. But if 1,000 people contributed $3 each, hey, it's all done and dusted, isn't it? So please give generously. Go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com, either donate directly into the bank account there or through PayPal, and I would strongly encourage and ask people to give us an automatic payment of donations because, well, basically it just means that we don't have to worry about whether or not there's cash in the account just to, like, basically I only need a couple of things in order to do this show. Electricity, a stable internet connection, and a car, so I can go to protests and things of that nature. That's all I need. But I have not figured out a methodology of how to have those things yet without cash. One person on my Facebook said, if you think you need money, you need to wake the frack up. And he's out of his mind. Yeah, like, okay, I could live as a homeless person and look like I need a bath and a shave and what have you, and grab and eat roots that I've dug out of the ground or something of that nature. Okay, but I'm not gonna. Well, at least I hope I don't have to, because I got like 10 hours of radio to produce a week, 10 hours of video, conversely, along with that. Not to mention all the other radio shows and everything that I do. I need a stable base and of income just to pay the bill so I can keep continuing to do the work. If you are contributing to the show, just understand how grateful I am. And more to the point, there really isn't anybody else in New Zealand doing this. Okay, you have a look around, you try to find somebody who's doing more than a couple of hours a week of radio or video or anything. They don't exist. They don't exist. Let me say that one more time. They don't exist. In terms of daily, weekly, contributions to the truth movement in media, there is only me. And that's really, really sad. I try very hard to bring on Kiwi guests and people like that to this radio program and give some coverage to the issues from this country's perspective. Because there ain't no country exempt from a new world order, really, is there? I didn't think so. I also just wanted to quickly reiterate that my girlfriend Sarah's car has blown up, if you're just tuning in, and we desperately need to get that puppy fixed. So if you have a if you're in the Auckland area and you are a car mechanic or have a spare vehicle lying around or have some spare cash or something of that nature, or alternatively, she doesn't want to get a handout, really. She's a professional gardener, really onto it. So if you have some gardening jobs that you need done, please contact me through the website if you're living in Auckland, and we'll get her sent out to you to actually work for said money. Me, my work is doing this radio show. You know, this is my responsibility. It's my duty, and I can't go back to work for scumbags anyway, so I don't really have much of a choice. And thank you very much for all your support thus far. And I really hate to ask the audience for help, but I only do it when I really, really desperately need it. If Sarah doesn't have a car, she can't do work. If she can't do work, she can't have no money. If she don't have no money, she can't have a car. So it's a vicious cycle.